We learn from the online history of Luzerne County that time was ripe for courthouse building in the United States. When the Civil War ended, the states were ready for a display of pride. Thomas Walter's magnificent new dome for the Capitol, completed in 1867, became an inspiration for architects and state officials throughout the country. The functions of the state government were expanding, and more space was needed. The newer areas of the country were ready for their first monumental public symbols. In all, it was time for a wave of construction, and the cruciform domed configuration was foremost in popularity. The World's Columbian Exposition, held in Chicago from May 1st to October 30th, 1893, had a marked impact on the courthouse project in Wilkes-Barre. The buildings at the fair were all temporary, built of stucco and painted white to look like marble. This style gave rise to the term white cities. The fair brought together the foremost mural painters in the country. These individuals concentrated their talents to make the architecture, along with its decoration, the resounding success that it became. The fair had a tremendous influence on the construction, as we heard, of domed capitals. And it is the architectural style which came out of this movement that's often referred to as the Renaissance style or Beaux-Arts style, referring to the many architects who received training in Paris at the École des Beaux-Arts. The Standard American Encyclopedia of 1897 described Wilkes-Barre as having a population of 37,718. Furthermore, the area boasted two great railroads, 22 churches, 7 banks, and 8 newspapers. It manufactured locomotives, machinery, carriages, tools, rope, and castings. Beneath the ground lay rich anthracite mines, which produced much of Wilkes-Barre's wealth. The encyclopedia also lists as local features an opera house, courthouse, female seminary, and a high school. The building as it now stands, the Luzerne County Courthouse, is one with 5 bays and a clustered dome. The 4 tourelles grouped around the main dome remind one of the competition project designed by McKim, Mead, and White for the Rhode Island State Capitol in 1891. As we suggest, the building is a cruciform shape with concrete foundation and walls of Ohio sandstone. There are identical 6-column porticos on 3 facades. The south facade, facing the garden, is the main entrance. On the center of the roof is a large dome. In the interior, the entire rotunda is finished with marble. The 4 piers supporting the dome and the rusticated walls of the first story are of Botticino stone, a buff-colored marble. The cornices, columns, balustrades, and corridor wainscoting are of white-colored Italian marble, and the wainscoting base is of Alps green. Statuary finish bronze has been used effectively in the marble cornice of the second story and in the marble balustrades of the second floor gallery and main stairway. The floors are of Tennessee marble, with those of the corridors, gallery, and rotunda being laid in patterns. The interior of the dome is executed in plaster and is colored with the prevailing tone of the Botticino stone. The panels are terra verte with portraits and emblems painted as cameos. Gold leaf is used on the moldings. The pendentives are painted with figures on mosaic backgrounds. The vaulted ceilings of the rotunda corridor and entrance corridors are treated with mosaics, the pendentives of the vaults having painted portraits of various people prominently connected with the history of the county. Each of the third-story County Court of Common Pleas courtrooms is embellished with a notable mural painting over the judge's bench. Justice, prosperity under the law, the judicial virtues, and the awakening of a commonwealth. There are many practical considerations described in this long treatment of the building and appointing of the Luzerne County Courthouse, but as we come to understand, aesthetic considerations were among the primary concerns, and to this day, it is difficult to enter the Luzerne County Courthouse without marveling at its handsome interior and grand and imposing spaces. In one sense, we might say the Luzerne County Courthouse, where the business of government and beauty meet. Ed Lewis, writing for the Times Leader, calls Colquhoun Hall the first theater in Wilkes-Barre, presenting as its premier offering in 1859 the five-act opera Lucrezia Borgia. Lewis reports that the hall also served as a meeting place for negotiations between coal mine owners and the UMW in the late 1800s. Again, the business of the region and the beauty of the performing arts. And we always remember that in the midst of natural disasters, economic downturns, and the trials and tribulations of living together in community, the arts can offer comfort. They can bring us together and offer us hope. Luzerne County was founded on September 25, 1786, so 2026 marks the county's 240th anniversary. On the 25th of September, 2026, the exact anniversary, Luzerne County and the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic will celebrate both the county's 240th and America's 250th anniversaries with a performance featuring a local Broadway star, a local singer-songwriter, a multimedia local history presentation, along with music, dance, and narration inspired by Pennsylvania's rich heritage and cultures. It is the Luzerne County 240th celebration on Friday, September 25th at 7 p.m. at the F.M. Kirby Center in downtown Wilkes-Barre. Chasen Goldschmitz, executive director of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, and Romilda Crocamo, the Luzerne County manager, paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk about this historic and historical event.
Early on, when I joined the NEPA Philharmonic, we were interested in expanding to new places, new locations, at sometimes unconventional locations to perform. And we got connected with Visit Luzerne County, and they had mentioned us, oh, well, the county manager, Romilda Crocamo, had just mentioned the day before that you said, oh, it'd be great to have music here in the courthouse. So I said, oh, well, this is exactly the kind of space that we're thinking of. So we get connected with Romilda, who is an incredible classical music fan and an incredible fan of the arts and supporter of the arts. And so we continued having conversations. This led to two concerts at the courthouse last year. We did a brass quintet concert, a candlelit brass quintet concert last fall, and then we did a flute and marimba duo concert this past spring. And as we're having these discussions, Romilda brings up that, well, looking to 2026, we have the 250th of the United States, but it's also the 240th of Luzerne County. Is there a way that we could partner on this? And it so happened that the 240th anniversary falls in September, around when we would generally start our fall concert season. And so we have been planning this with a whole artistic committee for well over a year now. And it's been a long time coming and a really exciting creative process.
It's remarkable. You anticipated this. It wasn't that the musical folks said, Romilda, let's get together and make some music in Luzerne County. You were thinking ahead.
Well, I am a classical music fan, and I lived in New York City for about 10 years off and on, and I would get the standing room only tickets at the Metropolitan Opera. And then downtown, when I worked downtown, St. Paul's Church and Trinity Church would have concerts at lunchtime, and I would go and have my lunch and meditate and all that, all those kind of things you do when you live in a city that's moving all the time. And the courthouse is so beautiful that I thought it would be beautiful to match up classical music in that beautiful building, which I think is a piece of art. I call it an architectural gem. And I've been in a lot of courthouses. I've been practicing law for 35 years. And other than maybe the Capitol and Harrisburg, we have the most beautiful courthouse in the Commonwealth. And matching that up with music is, to me, I hope that that's my legacy. And I hope to expand it. I think the South Lawn is beautiful. If we would have concerts on the South Lawn, there's a lot of different venues that we can use to bring what I think is peace and tranquility to people.
Let me ask you, Chasen, before we move on to this particular opening concert of your upcoming season, what was the reaction from the people who attended these concerts in the courthouse?
Oh, they absolutely loved the experience. The acoustics are just stunning, and at certain points, otherworldly. It's as if the music swirls around you. And we had, for the brass quintet concert, most of the concert had the brass quintet on the main level with the audience in a semicircle seated around the quintet. But we tried one piece where we had the brass walk up the gorgeous staircase and perform from the balcony. And as amazing as the acoustics were for the entire rest of the concert, that one moment, that one piece, you've never heard anything like it. And so we're going to be expanding on that later. This is not what we're even here to talk about today. But on Thursday, October 29th, we will be coming back to the Luzerne County Courthouse with 12 brass musicians and 20 singers. And we're going to have a 45-minute program of Renaissance music, 360 degrees, candlelit, with hundreds of electric candles. The brass musicians and the singers will be all the way around the balcony. Audience will be in concentric circles on the main level surrounding our music director, Melise Brunet. And it will be just this brief, absolutely magical moment. We're doing it at Marywood University the day prior in their rotunda on the 28th of October. And then we'll be at the Luzerne County Courthouse on October 29th. But all of that happened because of the audience reaction to the incredible acoustics of Luzerne County Rotunda. And that brass quintet concert last fall was fully sold out about a week in advance, because there was just so much interest around that. I imagine this one is also going to sell out probably quite a good bit in advance as well.
What do we know about the history of Luzerne County that's particularly distinctive, Romilda?
Well, I'd like to think we're a rugged county. We're actually the largest county in northeastern Pennsylvania. We're about the size, 85% of the state of Rhode Island. If I'd like to get a little fancy, I say that we're the size of Liechtenstein, but it is a very large county, and we have the best of all worlds. We have a rural portion, we have suburban portion, and we have cities, which sometimes it's difficult to balance all those competitive needs going on. But what it does is it brings out the diversity, which makes an area great. But we're rugged. We're in the mountains and in the valleys, and we were known for our coal mines. My grandfather was a coal miner, and he was a very proud man, and he worked very hard. He always put his Sunday best on, I remember. But, you know, he went down into the coal mines, and he worked very hard. My grandmother worked very hard. But it's that hard work that makes this area really strong. And no matter what adversity we face, we get through it, and we get through it with that strength.
Chasen, you have this idea, and Romilda said, is there some way we can work together to bring in Luzerne County to the mix? Your wheels, I know, immediately returned.
As were those of our incredible music director, Melise Brunet. So we worked with Melise and with partners across Luzerne County to come up with a program that would be truly resonant with the rich history here in the county, that would highlight the incredible artistry of our amazing musicians of the orchestra and amazing artistry from Luzerne County as well, and to have an engaging program that had classical works of American composers and new music as well, and pop music and rock. So it basically, the concert spans from classical to Broadway to rock and roll. And we are really excited to showcase this really special program.
When you heard what Chasen and Melisse were talking about, the Copland, for example, mm-hmm. those kinds of pieces, those are pieces you surely know.
Right, right.
And said, bingo, right?
Bingo, yeah. I trust Chasen implicitly with his choices of music. He also performed last year. We have a September 11th memorial, and he performed. I didn't know what pieces he was performing, but I can tell you the reaction that I received from the people who attended. They still talk to me about it and how touched they were and how it really made the whole ceremony full and real. So when Chasen says we're doing Copland, we're doing Copland.
And the Copland pieces in particular mm-hmm. are two incredible works by American composer Aaron Copland, Appalachian Spring and Lincoln Portrait. Mm-hmm. So, and both of those will be very special. Lincoln Portrait, of course, with narrator, showcases key moments of important speeches from 16th President Abraham Lincoln. Really powerful work for narrator and orchestra. And then Appalachian Spring, which is depicting of 19th century Pennsylvania folk culture. Mm-hmm. And it's known for the Shaker melody, Simple Gifts. And you see this broad depiction of all of these different styles and emotions as part of this. And the Appalachian Spring in particular is going to be a really special part of this concert because it's going to be paired with the premiere of brand new multimedia narration and dance that depicts 240 years of Luzerne County history. So we are working with Tony Brooks and the Wilkes-Barre Preservation Society and a video production company, Not Just Any Day. And they are creating this multimedia of imagery, of videos, showcasing essentially nearly all of the 76 municipalities and mm-hmm. looking at different landscapes. And there's going to be key pieces of historic artwork that's going to be shown. And it's really going to touch upon both the multimedia as well as the narration, which will be with Tony Brooks, that it really showcases exactly what Romelda was saying about the strength and resilience and hope and passion and creativity and hardworking nature of residents of Luzerne County throughout our history here. And we're really excited that we're working with the Dance Theater of Wilkes-Barre as well. I'm sure many listeners may know Appalachian Spring was originally a ballet. Yes. So this will be a certain excerpts of dance that are going to be woven into and around the narration and the multimedia. And so this is going to be just a really special multidisciplinary creation here with the Aaron Copland work. And all of this creativity from across the county.
And this will be one of a kind and a premiere.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So there's several premieres happening as part of this concert. So it will be the premiere of this multimedia and narration that is attached to Appalachian Spring. We also have Gracie Jane Sinclair is one of our soloists. She is Luzerne County native. She's from Mountaintop. And she is a singer, songwriter, guitarist. She is an incredible musician and vocalist. She does really fantastic performances, both solo and with her band. And she and her band won the Philharmonic's inaugural Battle of the Bands event that we held at the Mohegan, Pennsylvania Casino back earlier this calendar year. And we're going to be featuring her and her band more extensively on our concert at the Kirby Center in April of 2027, April 9th. That's going to be Philharmonic Goes Country with her as well as Regina Sales, a Stroudsburg singer-songwriter guitarist. But for the September 25th concert, we will have Gracie joining us as a solo artist with the orchestra, and it will be the orchestral premiere of arrangements of two of her original songs, which she'll be performing backed by the full orchestra. And that was arranged by one of our amazing musicians, who's also an arranger, Darren Kelly, one of our trumpet players.
Watching the cars fly by on the interstate as I smoke the last cigarette in my pack, tasting like heartache and relief I can't seem to find on my own anymore. And I know you wouldn't approve, but you're the one who's causing the trouble on my mind. So smoke I breathe, I do my best to stay at ease, but I can't help but wonder if you're somewhere thinking about me.
So that's going to be really, really exciting. On a personal note, another premiere that is happening is one of my own. For this concert, I was very honored when Milice asked me to write a new fanfare for this concert. So there will be a short orchestral fanfare, Keystone Jubilee, that will kick off the second half of the program. And that I'm very excited and honored to be part of that. I'm generally here as an arts administrator rather than as a composer, but it's always exciting when the two get to intertwine, and I'm honored to have this opportunity here as part of this. And in terms of other artists taking part in this program, we're really excited to welcome Celia Hottenstein, who is Luzerne County native. She is a Broadway star. She's currently starring in Wicked on Broadway, along with her husband, Travis Tabor, and both of them will be coming to join the Philharmonic for a set of Broadway tunes, including a really special one that you will definitely have to be there to experience.
Absolutely.
There's a very unique one on the program, but it will be from shows such as Oklahoma and Anastasia and more, along with this very unique and special tune. But that will be Celia Hottenstein and Travis Tabor singing and performing along with the Philharmonic. So we have a rich and full program. We have dance, we have singers, guitar, rock and roll, Broadway, classical, we have multimedia.
And always you have your educational mission in mind for the Philharmonic, Chasen. Anything like that for this event?
Absolutely. And we're really excited. So normally the NEPA Philharmonic presents one young people's concert every season. And usually this will be for schools from, you know, across five or six counties. And it'll generally be third through sixth grade students, introduction to the orchestra, to instruments, to musical themes, etc. And this April, we had our last young people's concert, which was at the FM Kirby Center. And that was the Rorchestra, Music of Jurassic Park. And that filled up with reservations from schools 6 months in advance. And so we are working with a number of partners this season, Luzerne County being one of them, to expand our Young People's Concert Series from one concert to three. So our, what you might call traditional Young People's Concert, grades 3 through 6, open to schools all over Northeastern Pennsylvania, that will take place in March, on Thursday, March 4th, at the Scranton Cultural Center. That will be Dvorak meets Jaws. But we also have two additional two additional ones specifically for Luzerne County Schools. We're doing one at the end of April, on Friday, April 30th, in Hazleton. It's going to be the orchestra's first time in Hazleton. We're doing a public concert that evening, but we're also going to do a young people's concert at Hazleton Area High School. We're working with the superintendent and with the district in Hazleton, and we're very excited to have that. But coming up soon is going to be on September 25th, the morning of the Luzerne County 240th, we are going to have a special young people's concert at the Kirby Center. This will be at 10:30 in the morning on Friday, September 25th, open to Luzerne County schools, all ages, elementary, middle, high school, music classes, social studies, history classes, and both schools, homeschoolers, public, private. And the focus of that will be on celebrating 240 years of Luzerne County history. So the Appalachian Springs portion of the evening program, the Appalachian Springs will be presented in its entirety as part of the Young People's Concert, along with the narration from Tony Brooks and the multimedia and the dance. So this will be an opportunity for school children of all ages from across the county to be able to learn about really interesting history told through artistic expression. So we're really excited to partner with Luzerne County on that. And I know this was something that, Romilda, that specifically you had mentioned that you were really looking forward to.
Right. My dad was a history teacher, and I certainly believe that if you ignore history, it's bound to repeat itself. And the music, I believe, will help the children understand and want to learn more about Luzerne County history. And any type of exposure to music when you're younger, I think, is very important. And one of the original partnerships we talked about, and I think we solidified, are the angel tickets. And we use some of our human services monies to make sure that young people who may not have money to go to concerts, or are aging or mature adults who can't get to concerts, we make sure that there's a segment of tickets that they can attend these concerts. And I think they're available for this concert, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. So our angel ticket program, we've now had that at the Philharmonic for almost a year and a half. Across the region, we've given, I think, over 350 tickets worth over $12,000, $13,000, all funded through grants and community support. And we take that support, and that allows us to provide tickets for free to nonprofits, social service organizations, municipalities, county agencies, including Luzerne County. And then those entities provide tickets for free to veterans, to low-income individuals, to older adults at risk of loneliness. So we're really excited to have worked with the Wilkes-Barre VA and with CASA and with Family Service Association and so many others. We have a couple dozen partners at this point throughout the region. And so the angel tickets will absolutely be available for this program. We're working with our nonprofit and municipal and county partners to help distribute those. And we've also worked to reduce our ticket price for this program. And they're available on our website, nepaphil.org, or by calling our Philharmonic box office at 570-270-4444. Or you can visit the Kirby Center box office to purchase tickets. And if you are someone who would love to attend the concert, but you may not have the means to do so, and you're working either with a particular nonprofit or you're working with a county agency, let them know, have them reach out to the Philharmonic, and we can work with them to make sure that tickets are distributed. Because we want as many people as possible to be able to experience this really once-in-a-generation program. And this wouldn't be possible without the incredible partnership and support of Luzerne County, of Visit Luzerne County, of Passon Foundation, Luzerne Foundation, our additional supporters, our season sponsor, PNC, and the Thallenfeld family, and Dr. Seth W. and Carolyn Fisher, Carol Nelson Dembert and F. Warren Brigg. We also have Canon, the camera company, providing technical support through sponsorship for this program. And we have so many incredible partners that we're collaborating with to help create this program, market this program. So in addition to Luzerne County and Visit Luzerne County, we have the Greater Wyoming Valley Chamber of Commerce, and we have Dance Theater of Wilkes-Barre, Not Just Any Day, the Wilkes-Barre Preservation Society. We are also working with WVIA. That mm-hmm. is a portion of the collaboration that we can talk about a little later this fall, but we're very excited to partner with WVIA. We're also partnering with another company, Notation AI, which is another partner on the technical side of the program. And this has been a long time coming, and it's just a really exciting celebration because music at its best and always works to bring us all together. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing better than music and art to encourage social togetherness and encourage mental well-being and support all of our programs at the Philharmonic, whether our educational programs, our free community concerts, our public concerts, our sensory-friendly, memory-friendly, deaf-inclusive programs, and so many other things. Our aim is to provide transformative artistic experiences for the entire region and to help make a meaningful difference through community impact.
Jason Goldschmitz, Executive Director of the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, and Romilda Crocomo, who is Luzerne County Manager. They paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the Luzerne County 240th celebration, taking place on Friday, September 25th at 7 p.m. at the F.M. Kirby Center in downtown Wilkes-Barre, marking both the county's 240th and America's 250th anniversaries. And the performance, as we heard, will feature a local Broadway star, a local singer-songwriter, a multimedia local history presentation, music, dance, narration, all inspired by Pennsylvania's rich heritage and cultures. Aaron Copeland's Appalachian Spring with the brand new artistic multimedia narration and dance portion, and it will be narrated by local historian Tony Brooks. Also on the program, Lincoln Portrait. We'll be able to hear some wonderful Broadway tunes. As Jason told us, it's Celia Huttenstein who is going to join the orchestra with her husband, Travis Tabor. They are right now on Broadway in Wicked, and they'll bring us songs from Oklahoma, Anastasia, Company, and more. Also, Luzerne County singer-songwriter guitarist Gracie Jane Sinclair, winner of the inaugural Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic Battle of the Bands. She'll perform two of her original songs with the orchestra, and the orchestration is done by the Philharmonic trumpeter Darren Kelly, and so much more. But also what Jason was able to tell us, humble as he is, there will be the premiere of his piece, Keystone Jubilee. It's a new orchestral fanfare composed for the occasion by Jason Goldschmitz, Executive Director of the Philharmonic. You've also heard that there will be a special Young People's Concert for Luzerne County Schools that Friday, September 25th, at 10:30 in the morning at the Kirby Center. That will feature Appalachian Spring. If you're interested, interested schools and homeschool families can call the Philharmonic office to ask how they can take part. Area code 570-270-4444, 270-4444, area code 570. For more information, overall, nepaphil.org, nepaphil.org. And it's a one-of-a-kind event, and it's going to take place on September 25th, that's a Friday evening, at 7, at the F.M. Kirby Center in downtown Wilkes-Barre, the Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic, under the direction of Melis Brunet, with special guests honoring the Luzerne County 240th anniversary and America 250. For more information, nepaphil.org.